What will my neighbor think if I don't keep up my yard? What will my boss think if I disagree with his point? What if I say no to chairing the committee for my daughter's dance? Do you struggle with these decisions because you want to please everyone? If so, then according to author of Where Have I Been All My Life and leadership coach Cheryl Rice, you're giving others the power to approve you and shape your choices. In other words, you're a people pleaser. She defines it this way.
People who chronically and habitually behave in a way that they think will please other people without regard for his or her own needs, wants, and best interests.
Rice says while both sexes can be guilty of it, there's one in particular that struggles with it more.
Women are groomed from a very early age through society, through cultural institutions, our parents, the media, in subtle and not so subtle ways. We are taught that our worth is contingent on how we make other people feel, how we nurture and nourish those around us. And we feel as if we said no or even negotiate or take care of ourselves in any way, we're being selfish. And we risk losing the love and approval from others.
So the first step to learning how to let go of pleasing everyone else is
recognizing the cost to ourselves, that it's not a win-win, that we are actually not achieving the love and connection we want when we're a people pleaser because we're leaving ourselves behind.
Then pay attention to what's making you angry or frustrated.
Track your levels of resentment, because often when we're feeling resentment, it's because we're not standing up for ourselves. I knew when I was a newly married mom and stepmom, I felt like I had to do everything, the laundry, the cooking, the getting the kids ready for school. I didn't know how to say no, but I did experience resentment, but I didn't even know how to express that.
Rice says it's always important to remember that things aren't always as they seem.
People think that pleasing others is the gateway to love and belonging. And often the gateway to pleasing or to love and belonging comes when we are being our whole selves and when we first validate and trust that whatever we think, feel, and desire is valid and worthy. That is the gateway, actually, and that love and belonging we want from others is actually the very things we need to be giving to ourselves if we want to have authentic relationships.
If you'd like more information, visit yourvoiceyourvision.com. And now you know, brought to you by the Pines of Mount Lebanon, memory care that is distinctively different. I'm Shelley Duffy, News Radio 1020 KDKA.